but it still shook Marianne. And on her third night working at the St. Denis, a guest set light to their bedding at 2 a.m. More damage was caused by the fire brigade than by the fire itself, and evacuating the other guests caused chaos. Marianne stayed on after her shift to help to clean up, and for the following week, there seemed to be no end to the work required to set everything straight again. She had to admit to herself that she had certain obsessive-compulsive tendencies. She hated disorganization and mess. Marianne couldn't help wondering what might happen next, having called out the emergency services 3 times in her first 3 nights. But after those incidents, everything seemed to go quiet. For the following few weeks, the guests were all well-behaved, and there were no dramas. A number of odd characters passed through the hotel, but after a while, she failed to notice or even remember the more eccentric guests. They became simply names that she would enter into the register, faces she would never see again. The job was a compromise, but one that she could live with because every night she managed to find several uninterrupted hours to read. The only time she had to put her book down was when, once an hour, she was expected to walk up and down the corridors on the 3 floors just to make sure that everything was in order. She dutifully padded around the small hotel, seeing nothing untoward and hearing, at worst, the muted sounds of sexual activity, loud snoring, or the television playing.